Stoveleg Media, igniting conversation.
Welcome to True Crime to Go. What can I get for you?
Yeah, so I know this is going to sound weird, but I don't want like chicken. I just want bones. Give me all the bones that you have.
Pull up to the second window and we'll see you next crime.
Welcome to True Crime to Go. I am John, here with Jamie. How you doing, man?
Can we just get back to robberies or like animals breaking into places?
Yeah, that
we have
may...
funeral fraud and bones.
Yeah, well,
this week
I'm afraid my intro may have led you to believe that we're going to be talking about chicken bones, but we're not. We're going to be talking about human bones that were found in a basement.
Yes, which is drastically worse than chicken bones. There are probably some of those in my basement.
You know what? I'm going to give you the honor. Why don't you get us rolling today?
I also don't have a basement, so there's that. So this comes from Pennsylvania, where there's an investigation into a repeated grave robber. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry, I thought robber. I read that wrong. So,
which I didn't think that was something that happens nowadays. I only think of that as being an 1800s problem.
Yeah, I mean, you look around, and again, John and I live in a fairly rural area. Like, it's not super rural, but there's still cemeteries, graveyards that there's no way we're tracking those with cameras and stuff, right? Like, that's just not happening. But this is in Euphrata, Pennsylvania, where Christian Gerlach, who's 34 years old, now faces hundreds of criminal charges after they found more than 100 human skeletons in his home and storage unit that they believe have been stolen from not just cemeteries, John, but historic cemeteries. There's been a series of break-ins and thefts at the Mount Moriah Cemetery on the edge of Philadelphia between early November 2025 and the start of this year, 2026. Detectives found that at least 26 mausoleums and underground burial vaults had been forcefully opened and looted. So looted probably for goods. I mean, people are often buried with valuables, but that's not what they found at the house necessarily. Not just that. They found the bones.
On the evening of January 6, 2026, law enforcement was conducting surveillance at the cemetery when they spotted this guy, Gerlach, leaving the area with a burlap bag, a crowbar, and other items inside the bag. So officers observed what they believed were human remains, including the mummified remains of two small children and several skulls. He was taken into custody at the scene, and during questioning, he admitted to stealing about 30 sets of human remains and even pointed detectives toward some of the graves that he had allegedly robbed. But the discovery, believe it or not, was just the beginning.
There are a lot of people, not a lot, but more than I'd like to know that exists, that rob graves for the valuables. Don't run into a lot of dudes that do it for the bones. So this is just so wild to me. And people who do it at all are the worst. So they decided to search his home in Euphrata, and they found more than 100 human skeletal remains, skulls, long bones, mummified hands and feet, decomposing torsos. Authorities described the scene as having several bodies in various states of decomposure, with some hanging from structures, so hanging from beams, others assembled on shelves, others stacked and displayed, jewelry believed to have been taken from the graves, which you would think would be the primary target, and even a pacemaker that was still attached to a body was also recovered. In addition to the home, they searched the storage unit that he owned, where they found 8 more corpses, bones, and other remains, along with clothing and objects believed to have been removed from some of these burial sites.
Yeah, most of the remains are believed to have been taken from the Mount Moriah Cemetery, which is a historic and largely abandoned burial site that dates back to 1855 and sits on 160 acres with an estimated 150,000 graves. That is a huge graveyard.
That's a lot.
Police say that as many of the vaults and mausoleums that were broken into were sealed underground structures requiring force and tools to access indicated some repeated and deliberate entry. So, yeah, obviously this guy is doing this over and over again to have that many things in his house and storage unit. At least some of the remains appear to date back to over 200 years. That is insane. While others were, you know, obviously more recent because, you know, they were still decomposing. In the remains, some of those were infants, and investigators are still working to identify all of those victims because they will have to notify the families. So let's talk about the charges this guy is going to get. I mean, like you said, we've seen grave robbers because they take whatever valuables are in there and typically will leave the bones alone. So what charges? Well, 26 counts of burglary so far, 100 counts of abuse of a corpse, 100 counts of theft by unlawful taking, 100 counts of receiving stolen property, multiple counts of criminal trespass, multiple counts of taking historic burial places and public monuments, and several other related offenses. This is one of the most interesting and awful cases that we've ever talked about.
As far as sheer number of charges, I mean, we're getting close to 400 total charges here. Think about how long that legal documentation is going to be. That poor court reporter.
It makes me think of the movie Jury Duty. The jurors are going to have to move to wherever this trial is.
Yes.
A long time.
I mean, just for the meetings to check all the boxes.
Prayerfully, he pleads guilty.
Hopefully, there's a select all option for the guilty box. He's being held on $1 million bail. A preliminary hearing's been scheduled for January 20th, so that should be coming up. Authorities emphasize that the investigation's still ongoing. They don't know. They may find more stuff. They may find more graves. They may find more storage. It's really just an unbelievable discovery. The entire community is up in arms, and I'm glad they found at least one guy that's doing it. With this much damage done, I have a hard time believing he did it all himself. So I'll be interested to see if there are any other arrests coming down the pike.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm wondering, like, how did this guy do all of this by himself at night? It seems like a lot to have done on your own. And then also, like, what was the end goal? What did you want to do with the bones? That's just another thing my twisted mind would like to know.
Yeah, I'd rather not know. So let's go with that. But this is a fascinating one. There will obviously be updates to this. He's going to be going through pretrial hearings here coming up and could uncover a lot of other stuff. I also imagine that this cemetery and others around the area are being flooded with people just going to check on their loved ones. Like, absolutely. This is a big community offense. So glad they found him, and hopefully they get to the bottom of everything that's happened and everybody that's done it.
Yep. Guys, we appreciate you, and we ask you to please share this on social media and leave us a rating and review. That would help us a lot.
This has been a crime story in 10 minutes or less.
Would you like crime with that?
You've listened to True Crime Cast, distributed by Stoveleg Media. Check out Stoveleg.com to find out more about your hosts and to find other podcasts to listen to. Stoveleg Media, igniting conversation.